Brandela?
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacala. Anna Bacala. Gedula Chimin Sa. Ta. Gimel Yud Kaf Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu No Ra. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shechutcha Geva Sham Ren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Ren Tetet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, or Chama, two names for the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the Lion, which is the astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nadel Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tiakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Adonai yohe wahe. Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet No Tzer Chesed La'alafim Nasea Won Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat. We do this by studying two verses. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu Urchimud chilud chilu urchimu Le'afdalu shame yud hey bevav hey. Biyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, yo hei wahei, Eloheichem tadibaku, kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The next year is the year of the pause, which is the year 5776. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkatshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav yitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Lalahei, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hei, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second verse connecting to this year of the pause. Bitu ba Adonai Yohewahei Ade ad kibia Yohei Adonai Yohewahei Tzur Olami. Year 5775 the year that swallows death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Asher yitchabei sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon V'chalakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse also comes from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru ya'yo.
Ruby.
Year 5774, which has the verse or the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that relates to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakam tata velo yirgaz od velo yosifu v'nei avlal anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we will do this by speaking the names utilizing the root vowel for each letter. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta ha ze yo he ze yo Hezayo ala da la awa. Hey hey ayo zala. Me be hey hey reyo. Hey ko me la awa. Kala yo la awa. Hey hey la nu la ha. Yo 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 me la hey. Hey hey wa. Nu ta he, he a a yo re ta, she a a he, re yo yo, a wa me la ka be, wa she re, he yo he wa, la he he, he, ka wa ko, me nu da a nu yo, he a me. Re he ya, yo yo za, hey 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu yo wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a. Hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We're now going to connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim by scanning the chart. Please commence now. And the Tzaddikim who left on this 12th day of Av, Rabbi Arya Leib Katzin Elbogen, Rabbi Moshe Ber ben Rabbi Aaron of Stolen, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman ben Rabbi Menachem Manish Margolis, and Rabbi Yeshayahu ben Rabbi Abraham Moshe Veltfried of Kalish. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. It's actually finishing section 8 of the Parsha of Ve'et Hanan from the Zohar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when that link opens up, there's a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the Book of Devarim, and the second link is Vayet Hanan. When you open up to the landing page, scroll down to Class 8A. And that will open up to Pasuk 50. Does anyone have any questions before we start? The subject matter today is the tefillin. And we commence, as we said, with Pasuk 50. Tane Rabbi Abba Pitiv Rak Be'avo Techa Chashak Adonai Ohe Wahe Mikan Amar Rabbi Shimon Avahata Inun Ratika Kadisha Ila Auktiv Chashak Adonai Yohe wahe tachatzi, kima deit retim ka. Kadisha letata, kach it ratika. Kadisha leila, umanihu hadi amaran. Ratika kadisha, kolai kre. Wikola it kashir da beda the it aved kolahad. The translation. Rabbi Abba taught, it is written, only Hashem took delight in your fathers. From this, Rabbi Shimon deduced that the fathers are the holy supernal chariots. As it is also written, Hashem took delight. Come and see, just as there is a holy chariot below in Malchut, which is from the chest below of Zeranpin, there is a holy chariot above from the chest up of Zeranpin. Who are they? They are those we mentioned, the fathers called Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The whole is called a holy chariot, because everything is interconnected and becomes one. My commentary is that the verse is clear, especially if you're following along and don't stop in the middle as we did. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them. Pasuk 51. Rak be'avotecha tilata urtika. Arba'a Dalad Minalan Diktiv Vayivchar B'Zaram Acharechem Mai Mashma Ve'achlala Behu David Malka Te'ihu Rabia'a Ve'itakna Birtika Kadisha d'tanenan, avahata tikuna ushlemuta, dekola duf begufa, behu ishtaklal, beit b'nei uvhu, itachid ata David, malka v'shachlil, Kola v'yadkin, kufa v'yashlemeya, behu v'yamar Rabbi Yitzhak, kima d'zaku avahata, l'itatra birtika kadisha, kach zaka David, l'itakna b'samka, Revia Adirtika. The translation. Only Hashem took delight in your fathers, who you said were a chariot, are but three. Yet a chariot consists of four. Where do we get a fourth? And he answers, from the verse, and he chose their seed after them. He asks what it means and answers that the purpose of the verse is to include King David with the patriarchs, being the fourth to be established in a holy chariot. For we learn that the patriarchs establish and perfect everything. They are the body, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, that are called body. By them the body is completed and built, and to them it is attached. Namely, the body, Zeron Pin, is mostly Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet in him, which are above the chest and are called the patriarchs. King David came and perfected everything. He established the body and perfected it through them. By becoming a fourth, the secret of Malchut that perfects Zeron Pin, that is called body. Rabbi Yitzhak said, just as the patriarchs merited to be adorned with a holy chariot, so did David merit to be established as the fourth pillar of that chariot. My commentary. No comment is necessary once one understands what is a chariot. Pasuk 52. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kiti Beya Be David, Vehu Admoni, Im Yefe, Enayim Vetov Roi, Mai Tama Admoni. Mishum vechulaka diad veya garma leya achmoni dina vadai im yafe enaim dina berachame kimadiktiv chazde David hane emanim. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda said, it is written of David, now he was ruddy, with fine eyes and good looking. What is the reason he is called ruddy? Because the portion of his lot brought it on him. Since being a chariot to Malchut, he was of the aspect of judgment, like Malchut. Ruddy is certainly of judgment, with fine eyes, means judgment including mercy, as it is written, the sure loving promise of David. My comment. This pasuk is explaining why David was chosen to be the fourth leg of the chariot. Pasuk 53. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Chazdei David, Beatreya ukimna elavehu admoni kid amaran im yafe enayim ilena vahata tachati Yerushalayim betziyon dina berachame v'aape. Ken ketiv ir David, Hai Tzion, Hi yo Tzion, Uti v'kir becha, Kadosh v'lo avo, Beir nishpa kutsha b'richu, Shelo yikanes, Yerushalayim Shelmala v'domer Ematai Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kaditadar Malka Bayit David Liatreya Litata. The translation, Rabbi Yitzhak said, we explained about the sure loving promises, the chasadim of David in its place. They do not allude to the inclusion of judgment with chesed. But now he was ruddy means that, as we said, that he is judgment, with fine eyes, refers to the patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, that shine in the three colors of the eye. Come and see. Jerusalem and Zion are judgment and mercy. Yet it is written the city of David, which is Zion, which indicates that judgment comprehends mercy. It is also written, the Holy One is in the midst of you, and I will not come into the city, which has been said to indicate that the Holy One, blessed be He, will not enter celestial Jerusalem until Israel will enter terrestrial Jerusalem. He asked when this will take place, and Rabbi Yehuda said, when the kingdom of David would return to its place below, the Holy One, blessed be He, would enter the celestial Jerusalem. My commentary. Do you think that Hashem has returned to the upper Jerusalem in 1967, when Jerusalem was retaken by the children of Israel? Or will it be some other event that will manifest this in the upper world? Pasuk 54. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Shin Dir Shima Bidlat, Kishrei Shin Diarba, Kishrin Remiza, Kiyolit Lata. Ur migdza le'arba'a tilat hadi amaran arba'a le'mechevei retika kadisha kachada te'ahu kelala te'tikuna ila'a u'mehaka mit karshin Veit mashkan tatae peor chayin hu birtzoein hon detalyan betane sare diresha detalyan behu veit mashkan minayhu kolinun Atranin Adit Kishakishran Bitrayahu. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, there is a shin with three knots, and that is three heads, and a shin with four knots, namely four heads. It alludes to three and alludes to four. We spoke of the three, namely the three patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The four include Malchut as well, to form a holy chariot together. For Malchut is the inclusion of the supernal establishment, since Malchut completes their anpin. From here the low grades spread and flow by their ways and straps. They come out of the hairs up on the head, suspended from them as all these other grades come down from them, until they are tied in their place. My comment. The tefillin is not kosher unless it has these two types of shins, one with three vavs and one with four vavs. Also, the tefillin box has the sewing thread left hanging so that the energy is left for the other side. Pasuk 55. Kanenan vav natil inun ilae di amaran ve'ilein tefilin di'anach kudsha barichu v'gim kach ba'e barnash le'it pa'ara behu Aleya kiti virau kol amei haaretz ki shem Adonai Elohei Wahei nikrai alecha shem Adonai Elohei Wahei Mamashvilein Inun Tefillin Teresha Tefillin Didroahio Samaladi Kre Osviarta Meos Hahidikti Vehayaliot Al yadka behi o hei diokdu okim na zaka ahulakehon di Israel viad hei bitra natla tefilin dehi o semala. The translation. We learn that Vav, Zeranpin, receives the supernal mochin, Chachma, Bina, and Dat, that we mentioned, which are the tefillin, the Holy One, blessed be He, dons. For that reason, one should be glorified in them, because tefillin are called glory. Of them it is written, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem, the actual name of Hashem, the Malchin of Chachma and Bina, Yud He, and the right and left of Dat, which are Vav and He. These are the head tefillin. The hand tefillin are the left, called strength, according to the secret meaning of Hashem, has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. The right hand is the Torah, and the arm of his strength is the tefillin. Malchut receives from the strength, the secret of the left column. This is why, and it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand. The Hebrew word is yadecha, and it is spelled with an extra he. This is the hay we discussed, namely Malchut. Happy is the portion of Israel. Hence the last hay, Malchut, receives the tefillin, being left because Malchut is built by the left column, hence she receives the tefillin on the left arm. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the various rituals that are used in applying the tefillin to both the head and the hand. It is also explaining why it is applied to the left arm. That is the true meaning of the binding of Isaac, which is called binding, not sacrifice. Learn this well. Pasuk 56. L'ma'an inu nilein arba'ah. Nun chad gufa, viad kalilan bechaduman, e nun tiferet, netzachod yesod, vehi yo he, diad ka vekuhu, achidaba, begin leit barka, minaihu veku klila. Mikulu. The translation. He asks, who are these four passages for which are one body, for which reason they are included in one compartment, and what are they? He answers, they are Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, namely the four sephirot from the chest and lower of Zeranpin. They are the He in Yadecha, which is Malchut. For they all four sephirot, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, from the chest lower are attached to Malchut. So she would be blessed by them. Hence she includes all four sephirot from the chest and lower of Zeranpin. My commentary. Do you understand that Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut are all one unification, even as they have four different names? Pasuk 57. Amar Rabbi Chiyayo, Ihaki Hakitiv, Veraita et Achorai, Vitanenan Dakesher, Shel Tefillin Amar Lea, Auk Muha Veshapir, Hu Vitola Berira Demila, Viad Mehai Tal Yayo, Ritsu Ahad Litata, Dehamina Tal Yan, Tatae Viit Zaknu, Mina Viad Eat Kashekare, Ot Kida Azot Ot Aberit, Uti Vihaya. Leot al yadka behashem vehai ok muha. The translation. Rabbi Akiva said, yet it is written, and you shall see my back. We also learned it is the knot of the tefillin. And he said to him, we have already explained, and it is fine, and clarifies the matter. Hence, from this hand tefillin, one strap hangs down, which indicates the lower beings are suspended from it and nourished from it. Hence it is called a sign, because it is attached to Yesod. This is the meaning of, this is the token of the covenant. It is also written, and it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand, which is the Hebrew word yadecha, with an extra hay, which has already been explained. My commentary. When laying the hand tefillin, the one strap forms the name Shaddai, Shin Dalid Nun. Excuse me, it's Shin Dalid Yud. And this is all part of this feeding metaphor. 58. Shema Yisrael Amar Rabbi Yesa, Yisrael Saba, Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Ayin Rav Reva, Yaklela Shavin, Shematan Sehaduta, Tikola Shema Yisrael, Kima Diktiv Shimu. Shemayim Utiv Ha'azinu Ha'shamayim Ofaka Shema Yisrael Wikola Chad Milahu. The translation. Rabbi Yesa says that here the Shema, O Israel, is Israel Saba. Rabbi Yitzhak said that the large ayin in Shema includes 70 names, the secret of the name of the 72 names. The 70 names plus the two witnesses. It is overall testimony, namely the flowing of the illumination of Chokmah from the supernal Eden called testimony. Hear, O Israel, resembles the words, hear, heavens, and give ear, O heavens, which means they should be witnesses. Here too, hear, O Israel, indicates to Mochin of testimony. It all pertains to the same issue. My commentary. The mitzvah of tefillin is not complete until the level of consciousness of the morning Shema is reached. As Rabbi Ashlag explains, 70 is always 72, since there are always two witnesses involved with any level of wisdom. Chokmah, whether heaven or earth or two other witnesses, there are always two witnesses. Pasuk 59. Hashem resha dekola bin hiru diatika kadisha v'haihu v'ipreav Eloheinu amikta denachalin umavuin denafkin uvenagdin lekola yudalet vavdalet Gufa de ilana shalimu usharashin aechad. Knesset Yisrael v'kola chad shalimu ta. Ve'it kishyar da beda v'la yishtakach. Peru da ela kola chad. The translation, after explaining, Hear, O Israel, he goes on to interpret the other words in the verse. Hashem is the highest of all in the illumination of Atika Kadisha, which is Chachma. It is called Father, namely Abba. Our Elohim is the depth of the rivers and streams, from where they emerge and flow on everything, which is Bina. From which male, female, and all lower beings receive, and which is called Ima. The second Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the trunk of the tree, namely Zeranpin, which is the whole of the roots, being the central column, that includes Chachma and Bina, which are Hashem, our Elohim. One is the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, and everything, all these Sephirot, make one wholeness and are interconnected. There is no division between them, but all is one. My commentary. This is a description of the tree of life, which is what the mitzvah of tefillin is all about. Pasuk 60. Kane Rabbi Yitzhak. Rivtika hu kadisha ila arba bate dit tefillin dianach vav kima dit bar vitritika kadisha achara arba acharanim dikililan bechad dianach Hashem bitra'a kima diokim okmunaha. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak taught that the supernal holy chariot, Chachma and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, are the four compartments of the tefillin that the Vav puts on, which is Zeranpin, as we learned. Another holy chariot, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, are the four other passages included in one compartment, which are the Tefillin, the last hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, puts on, which is Malchut, as we have explained. My commentary. This pasuk is clear if one knows the Tefillin actions to do when applying the two tefillin as one. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We will have classes Motzi Shabbat, one at 6 p.m. Shabbat, and one at 7 p.m., which will be a Zohar class. The 6 p.m. class is our Havdalah ritual along with a third meal ritual. And the 7 o'clock class is a Zohar class, which will be on the Parasha of Ekev. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all shalom, a good week, a wonderful Shabbat, filled with peace and serenity. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hanak. Shalom to you. To everyone.
Take care, Ruby.
Thank you, Hanak. Have a good job.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.